The Senate will now come to order, and leading us in prayer today is Pastor John Fete from the Assembly of God Church in Pierre. Our page of the day is Lacey DeNicker from House, and she attends Faith High School.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the help you've given us in the past, but today is a new day. We simply ask that you give us ability, wisdom, and tact that we may govern the state of South Dakota in a manner with which you would give us. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The secretary will call the roll.
Albers, Apa, Bogue, Rose, Brown, Dugard, Dehuick, Dennert, Dietrich, Larry, Dietrich, Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Evers, Greenfield, Hagen, Hange, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putman, Reedy, Stagger, Sutton, Simmons, Vitter, Valesky, Whiting. Quorum present, Madam President.
Approval of the journal.
Madam President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Arnold M. Brown, Chairman.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The journal is approved.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointments of Daniel J. Nichols of Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. The appointment of Dan Nichols to the Board of Pardons and Paroles was brought to the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm personally acquainted with Dan. I've known him for over 25 years. He's a practicing attorney in Sioux Falls and has been so for over 20 years. He has also served one term already on the Board of Pardons and Paroles, so he's very well experienced, and the Judiciary Committee unanimously recommended that the Senate do approve the appointment of Dan Nichols to the Board of Pardons and Paroles again.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being, does the Senate advise consent to the executive appointment of Daniel Nichols pursuant to the executive message as found on page 49 of the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dehuick, Dennert,
aye.
Dietrich, Larry,
aye.
Dietrich, Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
aye.
Hange,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hotmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Klocek, or no. Senator Ketzel. Koskin. Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson Ed. Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting. Senator Olson. Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
So the question has received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. The President declares the appointment confirmed. And at this time, I would ask the senators to please welcome South Dakota's outstanding school board member for the year 2000-2001, Leroy Helwig from Sisseton. Mr. Helwig will be an official representative of South Dakota during 2001 while seeking to improve the educational opportunities for the citizens of our state. He is being escorted into the Senate chambers by Senator Simmons. Please help me welcome and congratulate Mr. Leroy Helwig.
It is my pleasure here to have Leroy Helwig with us today. Leroy has been one of those unselfish supporters of education. He served on the school board system for 30 years. He's served as president and vice president of that school board for about 20 years. And he served on the Associated School Board of South Dakota for a number of years, both as its president and vice president, and on various committees. Leroy, it's a pleasure to have you here. I congratulate you and thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
And I would at this time comment, we do have many members of our local school boards with us, including my cousin, Marcia Gemini. Would you stand so we can welcome you, please? Thank you.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Robert D. Hofer of Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Is there a second? Are those comments, please?
Madam President. I would like to move that we defer consideration of Robert Hofer until the sixth legislative day. The reason being that Senator DeHuick, who is absent today, has known Mr. Hofer for a number of years and would like to speak in favor of his nomination, and she will be present only tomorrow.
Good. Good. Second, those in favor of deferring the appointment of Robert Hofer, say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion is carried.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of James D. Sheridan of Beadle County here in South Dakota to the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
For a second. Comments on that, Senator Whiting.
Madam President, it gives me pleasure to convey to the body the recommendations of the Judiciary Committee that James Sheridan be reappointed to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. He is the Chief Deputy Sheriff of Beadle County, has been Deputy Sheriff there for 28 years, has served 4 years on the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and his appointment has been made by the Attorney General. I would very much recommend his appointment.
Other comments? Hearing none, the question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of James Sheridan pursuant to the executive messages found on page 49 in the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuick, Dennard,
aye.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
aye.
Hange,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hotmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Senator Ketzel. Koskin, Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, excuse 2.
The motion has received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. The president declares the appointment confirmed. introductions, the Rapid City Senators would like you to welcome the administrators and parents from Rapid City, including Superintendent Pete Wharton. Would you all stand, please? That's you guys. All right. Thank you. Also visiting the Senate today is the Tabor Czech Days Queen, Josephine Serrada, and Czech Days Prince and Princess Daniel Velik and Shannon Serrada. Escorting them into the chambers is Senator Putnam. Would you welcome them and thank them for joining us for their Czech Day celebration? Senator Putnam, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, and also ladies and gentlemen in the audience, proud of myself to introduce an opportunity here from the folks from Tabor here today for Czech Days. Remind everybody it's the 53rd year that folks have been coming and doing this. I'm going to read, if I may, the commemoration, a legislative commemoration honoring and supporting the Czech Days in Tabor, South Dakota, on the occasion of these 53rd anniversary. Whereas South Dakota's immigrants have enriched our state's culture with their exceptional attainments in music, literature, and art, and are known for their love of the agricultural land, mechanical arts, and democracy, which they strive to preserve and protect for future generations. And whereas this year's Czech Days royalty are Queen Josephine Serrada, daughter of Tony and Sue Serrada of Tabor, Prince Daniel Velik, son of David and Denise Velik of Tyndall, and Princess Shannon Serrada, their cousins, by the way, and daughter of Scott and Priscilla Serrada of Tabor. Whereas the Czech Days offers a variety of exhibits, attractions, events, and entertainment, including the Czech Heritage Museum, St. Wenceslas Church, programs for adults and children, and live Czech music in Bethesda Hall, adult and youth parades, and two beer gardens. Now, therefore, it be commemorated by the 76th legislature of the state of South Dakota that the legislature congratulates South Dakotans of Czech ancestry who host this outstanding ethnic festival and urges all South Dakotans of every ancestry to participate in this annual Czech Days, June 15th and 16th in Tabor, South Dakota. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Thank you, Madam President.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 35, 36, and 37, which was amended and do pass, David Munson, Chairman. Committee on Education respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 62, do pass, Senate Bill 13, 15, 16, 17, do pass, and place on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 63, amended, do pass, and place on the consent calendar. And also the Committee on Education has had under consideration the nomination of Shane C. Penfield, Perkins County, Vermillion, to the State Board of Regents, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said appointment. Don Broz, Chairman. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 30 and 53 do pass, Senate Bill 54 and 61 do pass and place on the consent calendar, SCR 1 to be adopted, and Senate Bill 29 amended do pass. Barbara Evers, Chair. Also, Madam President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the nomination of Dawn A. Nelson, Minnesota, Minnehaha, Sioux Falls, and Ronald L. Morrow, Douglas County, Armour, South Dakota, and returns to the South Dakota Lottery Commission, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation. And also, State Affairs has respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the nomination of Dennis Hahn, Pennington County, Rapid City, Douglas Negebauer, Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, James Roby, Cottington County, Watertown, South Dakota, D.J. Mertens, Jones County, Myrtle, South Dakota, and Douglas J. Sharp, Coddington County, Watertown, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Building Authority, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said appointment.
Consent calendar items.
Messages.
Messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and the Senate. Respectfully submitted, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Good. At this time, Senator Putnam would like to announce that the Tabor Chamber members are here. Please stand and be recognized. And for those that are here for their Czech celebration, we would like very much to thank you for our kolaches that we all had at our desk. We've enjoyed and appreciated. Thank you. Motions and resolutions.
Senator Munson moves that Senate Bill 40 be returned to the Committee on Commerce.
Is there a second? Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, the motion is to return Senate Bill 41 from Commerce and returning it to Commerce. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. It's been requested that whenever we transfer a bill from the floor back to a committee, that we read the title of the bill, if that would be all right with the President.
If the Secretary would read the bill. If they want the title written, I don't have it.
Senate Bill 40, an act to exempt from registration certain Canadian broker-dealers and the securities offered by them.
Other marks, hearing none, the question is to return Senate Bill 40 to Commerce for reconsideration. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Everest moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Commerce on Senate Bill 38 is found on page 48 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce on Senate Bill 34 is found on page 48 of the Senate Journal, and Commerce on Senate Bill 40 is found on page 48 of the Senate Journal.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 74, an act to add the Student Loan Marketing Association to certain existing permitted investments of insurers and to declare an emergency. And Senate Bill 75, an act to revise how candidates' names are positioned on ballots in municipal elections.
The President has made the following committee assignments. Senate Bill 74 was referred to the Committee on Commerce. Senate Bill 75 was referred to the Committee on Local Government. Consent calendar items.
Pursuant to Senate Rule 6-1, the President removed Senate Bill 41 from the consent calendar.
Senate Bill 41 has been removed from the consent calendar and will be placed on tomorrow's calendar.
Senate Bill 45, an act to allow alcohol beverage license suspension or revocation hearings to be held in a location other than the county where the license has been applied for or has been issued.
Items on the consent calendar were reported out of committee without debate and are not without dissenting votes and are not subject to debate. Only questions for clarification are allowed. Are there any questions? The question before the Senate is shall the items on the consent calendar pass? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Boag.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuig. Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hagen.
Aye.
Hangey.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hotmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Kotzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
The consent calendar items have received a majority vote of the members elect and are declared passed. Are there any questions on their titles? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 65, an act to clarify that the estates of certain non-residents are subject to the estate tax.
Senate Bill 65 has had a second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hangey.
I'm going to try to figure out this leaning over that I'm going to have to do here. Senate Bill 465 amends Chapter 1040A, which deals with the state estate tax, to make it clear that the state estate tax continues to apply to non-residents who own tangible personal property or real property within the state of South Dakota. The South Dakota estate tax is a pickup tax that applies to all estates in which federal estate tax applies. It doesn't increase the tax burden on the taxpayer, but merely provides for a sharing of the revenue generated between the federal government and the state. The amount paid to the state is a credit on the federal return. On $1 million estate, for example, presently there would be $125,250 of federal estate tax owed. What this would do is South Dakota would receive $33,200. The federal government would receive the rest. The sum total would be exactly the same as it would have been if South Dakota did not have the estate tax. The bill simply seeks to maximize the revenue generated to the state without increasing the tax burden on any taxpayer, whether they be residents or non-residents. The bill keeps the non-residents on a level playing field, or keeps residents on a level playing field with non-residents. And I would take any questions. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 65. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Apa. Boag.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuig. Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury. Everest.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hagen.
Aye.
Hangey.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hotmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Kotzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky. Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 65 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Announcements.
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. State Affairs will meet at 7:45 in the morning, and if I could take just a moment to remind the entire Senate that today at 3 p.m. at the Ramkota Amphitheater 1, there'll be a presentation by Kim Overby of Sioux Valley Hospital, and the presentation is about responsive parenting. I understand this is just an excellent presentation about child development, and we are lucky to have her here. So I urge everyone to attend from 3 to 5 at the Ramkota Amphitheater. Thank you.
Good, thank you. Other announcements? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, Tomorrow morning we will be hearing in appropriations the Department of Human Services, or Health and Human Services. We would have green sheets in the morning, and it will be a joint appropriations meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Other announcements? Senator Whiting.
The Judiciary Committee will meet at 10 o'clock, as usual, in room 413.
Other announcements? Senator Albers.
Health and Human Services meet at 9:45 in the morning. I'm not quite sure why I did that. If we don't get started till 10, don't run away.
Madam President.
Senator Cleveland.
Government Operations and Audit meets right after session, as soon as we can get together with the House in LCR 1.
Thank you.
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Local government meets tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Other announcements?
Madam President.
Senator Hinchey.
Tax has the day off tomorrow. Thank you, Kermit Staggers.
Just that. Anytime, Senator. Other announcements?
Madam President.
And Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Madam President. I've been asked to announce that basketball practice does begin this evening at 10 o'clock. I hear the Senate draft was excellent and looks like a great opportunity to take back the trophy from the House. Basketball practice will be at the Armory off of Sioux Avenue. Any interns that want to come down and join us are more than welcome. Thank you.
Other announcements? Hearing none, the President will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Senator Putman moves the Senate to now adjourn.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed nay. We are adjourned. Have a good evening.